To be a Raiderette means you're part of a family.
To put on this uniform is very emotional and overwhelming for me.
To be a Raiderette means you're part of a sisterhood.
Just being with my sisters is a surreal feeling.
Over 50 years of tradition and excellence.
Huge leadership was involved to bring it to what it is today, and so there's no other team like it.
Every girl who wants to be a cheerleader in the NFL would want to be a Raiderette.
Having a reunion, it's a celebration of the current Raiderettes to say thank you to all the women who set that foundation for them.
Once a Raiderette, always a Raiderette.
I have been waiting 50 years for this.
Here's to the next 50.
Early on, there were two units, the Raiderettes and the Raider Girls, and one group danced before the game, then went up into the grandstands, changed into civvies. They were done. The other group were cheerleaders, like high school cheerleaders. I said, we got to combine these two units into one and dress them like people are going to look at them because of wow. I said, the wow factor is something that we have to create.
In the 1970s, the Raiderettes then transitioned into more of a cohesive brand for the Raiders, and that's when the iconic uniform came to being that you see now.
Mr. Davis had asked Al Okasel, if I gave you a couple of years, could you create a glamour team? He says, if you give me an unlimited budget, I can do it in 6 months. And he hired a designer in Hollywood, and John Brandt designed that Raiderette uniform.
There's nowhere on the uniform that it says Raiderettes or Raiders. People just know when they see those colors and they see the shorts and the flowing blouse and the vest.
The fans are always aware that this is a Raiderette.
And then the little necklace, again, Al Okasel was responsible for that.
It became very special. You know, the girls would wear it a lot of times when they weren't in uniform because it made them unique.
That medallion is what completed the uniform. The first time I saw what a Raiderette looked like, my parents had gone to a game in Los Angeles when the Raiders played there. And of course, as the kid, you always say, what'd you bring me? And my father brought back a Raiderette calendar for me. And it was the entire team in uniform. And I was like, wow, these women are just, you know, I just thought they were all that in a bag of chips. The calendar has really evolved over the years.
In those days, it was strictly in uniform. And then we had some people producing it that said, let's add some swimsuit shots.
First of all, the process is so much fun for the girls and for those of us that are producing it.
Welcome to Hawaii!
And that one should be in the other. Yeah. Your right hand can go up.
It's a piece of iconic history, I think, throughout the years. It's also a great representation of what beauty is, and beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And you go through that calendar and you see nothing but beautiful women who are accomplished and talented.
On the same token, I think you'll find one common thread, which is beautiful women who have graced the pages of the calendar every year.
It's a great product, but more importantly than that, going on the photo shoot for the calendar is a very unique and important team building experience for the young ladies. It's the first thing that they really do together as a team, and it sets the tone for the whole year.
Stepping out onto the field for game day is like nothing else. It's hard to even put it into words.
Player intro
the beginning of a game, and when they have the flyover is amazing. There's so much excitement and adrenaline. Just being there when the crowd goes wild, we're there shaking our palms. Being out on the field is indescribable. It's just kind of my life goal accomplished.
One of the most important things the Raiderettes do once the music has stopped and once they exit the field is to give back to the community in the form of charity work. It runs the gamut from your AIDS walk to breast cancer to helping autistic children. I mean, the list goes on, and there is so much need.
The Raiderettes have traveled to several foreign countries and almost all of the states doing different promotions. And they've been to China, Japan, France, England, Holland, Bosnia, and some of the war zone places.
To be somewhere out of the country and you are the only Americans that they see other than the other soldiers, and you get to bring a piece of home back to them and for them to express thank you for bringing a piece of home.
I think that is the greatest gift that they can give.
Coming up on the Raiders Report.
To know that they came from really, truly humble beginnings and in just 50 years have gone from that to what the world brand of the Raiderettes is today. I mean, it truly is amazing.
And still to come.
One of these days, these boots are gonna walk off.
NFL Mobile is built to bring you the game. Call *NFL today. That's *635 to get NFL Mobile.